A long time ago, a time before airplanes and cars and buses and trains.
A time before television, CD players, computers, and video games. There was a quaint little village in a green valley next to a gently flowing river.
Artists came from miles around to paint pictures of the valley with its river and village because it was so beautiful.
And the name of the village was Hamlin. Well, as you can see, things were not quite right in Hamlin.
Needless to say, the good citizens of Hamlin were very concerned.
In fact, there goes one now. It's Mr. Rye. He's the town baker. Everyone loves his rolls if they can get to them before the rats do.
And there's Miss Lilyspoon. She's the town librarian. Good morning, Miss Lilyspoon.
Why, hello, dear. Have you seen the book Three Blind Mice? It's disappeared from the library again, and I can't find it anywhere.
Miss Lilyspoon, I found your book. Oh, well.
Look, here comes Constable Blarney. He's the policeman, and he keeps order in our little village. Hello, Constable Blarney.
Well, hello. Tis a fine morning. I'd love to stay and chat, but I need to get over and open the office. Oh dear, I seem to have misplaced my keys. Let's see, I had them when I left home. Maybe I dropped them on the street.
Goodbye, Constable Blarney.
I know I had them when I reached the corner.
Oh, there's Miss Finney. She runs the bank. Hello, Miss Finney.
Good morning. I'm off to the bank to deposit more money. Best place for your hard-earned money. The bank. Very secure. Yes, sir, you can rest easy knowing that your money is safe with me. Well, I've got to be off. Busy day ahead of me. Sorting money, counting money, protecting money. A banker's job is never done.
So that's the town of Hamlin.
Wait, don't forget the children.
Oh, yes, the children. How could we forget the children? There's Jimmy and Lisa, Billy and Wendy, Tommy and Susan.
Wait, don't forget me. I'm the mayor of this fair city. Hello there, good to see you again. Mrs. Pickle, let me see that sweet baby of yours. Beautiful child, you are very fortunate.